Erie Medical Plaza Mountain Home, or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It will be Harrison's ball to start this final quarter as Mount Home is up 44-13. So the Mercer rule will be in effect for this quarter. The clock will not stop unless someone calls a timeout. Inbound pass goes to Clemens. She will give it to Jones up at the top. Over on the right side it goes to Mitchell. Mitchell will dribble into the paint, gives out to Barger. Barger dribbles into the lane. She's going in for the layup. It won't go. Offensive rebound from Massagiello. Her putback won't go either, and this time the rebound comes to Livy Fossens. Here's Moore into the front court for Mountain Home. And now, well, they're going to stop play to allow the subs to come in. Sarah Williams and Bailey Rindberg coming in for Mountain Home, replacing Lake and Moore and Jaylee Yonkers. They may be done for the night.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Coleman will inbound the ball on the near sideline. She gets into Rittenberg. Clock continues to run. Rittenberg with it up top. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it there to Coleman. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Clemens. Aston Ferris will check in for Mount Home at the next available time. Ball goes to Mitchell, who has set up the offense. Now she's going to dribble into the lane. Now gives out to Barger on the right corner. The pass sails over Clemens' head, but she's able to get it in and avoided the backcourt violation. Ball goes over on the left side down to Massengale. Now Clemens has it in the corner. Back to Massengale. 10 left on the shot clock. Ball goes down to Jones. She puts up the layup. Good.
Yeah, good inside position. That Lake and Anderson pinned, and great pass from Harrison to feed the post.
Yeah, Lake and Anderson checked in during the change of quarters. Here is Coleman with it. She'll give it to Anderson on the right side. She's going to put up the three off the screen. It will not go, and the ball sails out of bounds.
Yeah, she had the first open three and then dribbled off to her left and tried to take that. Might see her step into that first shot. It was a wide open shot. You got to love taking that one.
Yep. Witten Coleman takes a seat as Aston Ferris comes in. And also for Mountain Home, Bailey Rittenberg will head to the bench as she's replaced by Lauren Rawls, a 5'5 sophomore. And now Kiara Alcott coming in from Mount Home, replacing Sarah Williams. And for Harrison, it will be
Jordan Quant.
Jordan Quant, who comes in replacing Annabelle Massengale.
Yeah, so we got a lot of the same age group on the floor right now, and the sophomores that have all played each other growing up. Like I said, this is a rivalry that we've played each other ever since we were young and throughout. So, well aware, this game is not going to let down in intensity, I promise you.
Nope. Ball goes over to Barger on the left side. She's going to dribble into the lane. Now tries to throw it over to Jones. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Anderson. She's quickly back the other way. Now she'll give it to Ferris, who's going into lane. Has the ball knocked away from her, and Jones comes up with a steal. Jones will give it to Quant. Ava Foster's waiting to check in at the next available time for Mountain Home. Ball goes to Barger. Now to Clements. She will give it to Jones. Her layup is good, and she draws a foul. Lila Jones will go to the line for the three-point play with 5:09 left, and the clock's still running.
That's a first, team's first.
Ava Fosnes will come in, replacing Libby Fosnes. Ava Fosnes, a six-foot senior. They're going to give that foul to Lakin Anderson. That was her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the final quarter.
I think they got Kiera, maybe. Did they get Kiera or Lakin?
Oh, you're right. You're right. They did get Alkire. So the free throw wouldn't go, but Barger got the offensive rebound. She goes back up with it. She couldn't get that to go, but she draws a foul, and she'll head to the free throw line. So that one was on Lakin
Anderson.
That's her first personal foul, second team foul. First free throw for Eliza Barger is up and in. It's her first trip to the line tonight. Clock continues to run as Barger's second shot is up, and she gets both. She has six this evening. 44-19, Mountain Home up, back the other way. Here is Alkar with it in the right corner. She will give it to Rawls. Now Ferris has it over on the left side to Anderson. Tried to throw it down to Ava Fossens. Ball knocked away. Harrison ran out of real estate as the Mountain Home will get it back with 4:02 left to play in the game. Coming in now for Harrison is Bryn Bonds as she'll replace Eliza Barger. Ball goes to Anderson. She immediately puts up the jumper on the left side. No good. And the rebound controlled by Quant. Quant quickly into the front court. She will give it to Mitchell. Mitchell has the ball knocked away. Good steal by Lauren Rawls.
Yeah, Lauren Rawls right there. Good pass ahead. Let's go defense to offense. Hit that, Keith.
Alkire puts up the three on the right side. No good. Offensive rebound for Rawls. She puts it back up and in.
There we go.
Lauren Rawls with her first 2 points of the night. 46-19, Mount Tom up, 3:24 left. Here is Clemens giving it to Jones in the paint. She puts up the turnaround layup. Good. Lila Jones with 8 on the night. 6 of those in this final quarter alone. Anderson dribbles toward the low block. Now kicks out to Ferris. Ferris dribbles into the lane. Throws it to Alkire. She's going to try a three-pointer. That won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Clemens. She will throw it into the front court to Bonds. Bonds is going to dribble to the low block. Has the ball knocked away, but now fouls will be called against Mountain Home. They're going to get Lake and Anderson with their second personal foul. 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. Kara Jackson and Tate Chairs coming in for Mountain Home, replacing Lake and Anderson and Addison Ferris. And also for Harrison, let's see.
Is that number 20 came in for them, Matt?
Yeah, that was Jacqueline Tapley.
And 3, I believe.
And also Brickley Dove. I was trying to see who came out.
Auto Parts. Don't miss out on limited time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for details.
Yeah, we're replacing the carpets too, so don't worry about that.
No fresh powder yet, but Dan's Ski Lodge has an avalanche of projects.
Those 4 rooms are getting hot tubs.
He needs a staff engineer to navigate a flurry of new requests.
And all of those will be fully ADA accessible.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Last touched by
Alkire. Alkire sprinted from one end of the floor to the other. Did not give up that wide open layup. Harrison made a good pass to the opposite block. Kiera with great hustle to knock that ball out of bounds.
Inbound pass goes up top to Quant. Over on the right side to Bronz. Bronz will give it back to Quant. Quant's going to dribble into the lane. Now it gives out on the right side to Tapley. Ball goes to Bronz in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up and in. Bryn Bonds with her first 3 points of the night.
Good looking shot.
It was. 48 seconds left to play in the game. Ball goes to Alkire. She's going to try another three-pointer. This one won't go either. And a rebound is controlled by Chairs. Chairs going to try for the three-pointer on the left side. No, won't go. And the rebound is knocked around. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Ava Fossus, and Harrison will get it back. Shot clock is off as we tick down inside the final 30 seconds. Quant into the front court. Ball goes in the right corner to Lemon. Ball now down on low block. Ball back to Lemon. Her jumper is up. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Alkire. 14 seconds left. Alkire finds Chairs in the right corner. She immediately puts up the jumper. Good.
Good shot there.
Tay Chairs with her first 2 points of the night. And I believe that's about the way the game might end. They're not even going to shoot one more time. And that is going to be the end of the game. Our final score, Mountain Home defeats Harrison tonight, 48-26. We'll start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Winmore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their 4 highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Use your smile to change the world.